with a dream, my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame excess. Am I gonna fit?
Yeah, I just want to listen to upbeat music and laugh all day. And there's a reason. We're both, me and Crowder, and Falero, all three of us, we are all off the entirety of next week.
Except for, I work on Thursday.
Oh, you are? Oh, you're going to be on the air.
I have a show on Thursday.
You are not going to be behind the board. You will be on the air on Thursday.
I'm so nervous.
Appointment listening.
That is appointment listening.
I'm going to be in Orlando.
6 a.m. to 10 a.m.
That is appointment listening.
I'm going to bed early.
I'm rooting for you, man.
I'm rooting for myself, too, but it's going to be a train wreck.
Well,
oh goodness,
we're all off next week, except for Thursday, obviously, as Falero just told you. But so we were going to have some fun today. My thought was we'll play some of our laugh-out-loud funny bits that have happened on the air. We do have some guests to talk to today, and we have some stuff to get to. And then I show up to work. Crowder brings us a tray of stone crabs.
My
so
guys.
Now, talk about starting out the afternoon, man. When I say a tray, you know, sometimes you go to a restaurant, you order an order of stone crab, it's two, maybe three stone crab. This is a tray.
7 pounds.
Did you get it from your friends at
Delaware Chicken Pharmacy?
Delaware Chicken Farm.
Why would I get stone crabs anywhere else?
Just want to give them a little on-air love, indeed where you got them. And we've been feasting. Feasting. And then one of the guys that works downstairs, Dan the Cookie Man, he brought us a tray of cookies and muffins. And I love this time of year. This is a time of year where everybody's happy and friendly and festive. And I love it. And again, we're not going to be here next week, so we're going to have some fun today. So I'm glad you started out on the upbeat tip there, Falero. And we will keep that going throughout the entire afternoon. We will talk with our gambling friend, Rob Pizzola, today. He missed last week. Jamie Eisenberg, we haven't talked to him in a couple of weeks. Ira Winderman will join us. Where are the Heat tonight? I think they're in Indiana.
In Indiana, yes.
And also Chad Millman from the Action Network. And just a loaded potato of a final program before the Thanksgiving holiday. I wasn't here yesterday. You were here when the Marlins new logo was released. Did you guys talk about that at all? Greg Likens did a great job filling in. The Marlins logo, do anything for you?
I like it.
I like it, too.
New age. I like the real, where you can see the fish. You know, I'm a fisherman. So the real Marlin, you kind of see him, not that little fake clay-looking Marlin.
Like a cartoon Marlin.
Yeah, but it's nice. And I heard it all yesterday. If they are trying to bite off the vice uniform thing, it's not a bad idea.
Why not?
Yeah, so I like it.
I saw a little bit of conversation this morning. They seem to really be targeting the Hispanic audience. And I think it's great. You and I went to that World Baseball Classic.
Ooh.
It was all Hispanic, right? Yep. I mean, 90%.
And they had their own party during the game.
The game was almost secondary. Yeah. It was just a party in the stands.
Because we weren't even watching Argentina, and there was a group of Argentinians with their flag.
I don't think it was Argentina. I don't know if they have a baseball team.
No, I was saying it wasn't even them.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
It was just a group of them jumping around having a party.
And we came on the air the next day, and we were like, you've got to tap into the Hispanic market. And I know the Marlins, the previous ownership, they've tried. The video that the Marlins released yesterday, I thought was fantastic. I thought it was a really good outreach. The one thing that I think works in Miami, obviously winning works, but the one thing that works in Miami, when people in the 305 and the 954, people in South Florida take a great pride in us being us.
Yes.
Right? I have a weird sense of pride with Brenda Snipes, the elections official in Broward County.
Brenda alone.
Terrible job she has done for years.
She's working hard.
And she's trying, but it just ends up being a terrible job, and we're the laughingstock. And then I take a great pride in it nationwide. I don't know why. I don't know if my vote counted. I don't know anything anymore.
But that's our Brenda.
But that's our Brenda Snipes. And I do like it when it's kind of positioned as South Florida against the world, because people love to poke fun at us and they love to laugh at us. And so I think if the Marlins, besides having to field a winning team, but I think if the Marlins are going to generate fan excitement and a belief that we're something special or whatnot, you have to create that you know, the Our Colores thing that they're doing. And like, I think if you aspire to represent South Florida, Miami, in a way that we don't care what the rest of the nation thinks, I think you got one foot ahead in the game.
The rebranding is awesome. Get away from Lori and Samson.
Yeah.
We were talking about it yesterday where Samson was taking shots and, oh, that's the final thing that they got rid of from our time and all. But it's good to rebrand. My question, when you were talking about the Our Colores and mm-hmm. all, would it turn anybody off?
Well, that's why I brought it up, because on social media I saw some people, African-American fans, Haitian fans, you know, that are saying this seems to really neglect a certain portion of the demographic. And I get it. I can't speak from, obviously, that standpoint. But I do understand, and I know as a baseball fan, I don't think I've ever had a better time at Marlins Park. And I was there for the opening game. That game against, I think it was St. Louis. It was terrible. I mean, it was terrible. I've never had a better time at Marlins Park than when you and I went to a World Baseball Classic game. It's the single best time I've ever had at Marlins Park.
I can prove it was, because we just talked about it. We kind of skimmed over it. Who was playing?
No idea.
I don't know either.
And I know it was the best time I've ever had there.
We had a ball. That's what you need. But tap it into it. And then, man, I don't the person that's saying that, the Haitian that's saying that, there's been the L Heat nights. I've been seeing L Heat on the jersey mm-hmm. since I got down here in 05. Have they been saying that then? I don't even know what the word heat is in Haitian, but you know what I'm saying? Like, how could you go against that? We do that. The NBA does it. There's the Los Suns and all that.
Yeah. No, I get it. Listen, I can't speak to someone that feels left out of the marketing. Now, I'm Jewish. I saw a couple Jewish people on Twitter complaining. They got rid of the kosher corner, apparently. There was a little vending stand, concession stand at Marlins Park, kosher corner. Hey, I'm sorry. If you're going to the Marlins Park for kosher food,
bring your snacks in a little see-through
bag.
Bring
your snacks in a see-through bag your matzah and butter, and you move on.
Chale, Crowder. That's how you say heat in Creole.
Chale. El Chale.
So I don't think the marketing plan is, hey, let's go after the Hispanic audience and to hell with Haitians, African Americans, Jews, white people. Like, that's not it. But they are. This market is dominated by Hispanic culture. And the best way to make that place a party is to embrace that culture. And I think they're trying to do that. It does not matter if you don't field a winner. So I get that. Yeah. Does not matter if you don't field a winner.
Do other teams do that?
I don't know if other teams have to.
I would think like in Texas with all that, with that Hispanic population.
Right. I don't know, but I don't think, I mean, obviously with the Astros, you're fielding a winner, so it doesn't matter. Yeah. Like, you know, it's just...
It's unique
to South Florida. It's yes. One of the reasons that I like it. I just saw on TV they were showing a Patrick Mahomes highlight. Do you have that sound from ESPN? Did you hear this?
Yes.
Patrick Mahomes, now he was getting crushed because he puts ketchup on a steak. And apparently he had gone out to a steakhouse with his mother and he wanted to order ketchup with his steak, but he didn't because it's the same reason. I like to have a steak well done, but I won't order it well done at a restaurant because it just creates too much hubbub. So I'll get medium well, which people don't even like. And if I'm really with purists, I might get, you know, just medium and just, you know, grin and bear it.
It brings a lot of attention to
yourself. It brings attention to yourself. And so Patrick.
Well done. What'd you say now? What'd you say now,
so,
sir?
Patrick Mahomes wanted to have ketchup with his steak, but he didn't have the heart to order it because he didn't want to become the focus of attention for that. So his mother asked for ketchup so that he could have it because she knew that he wanted ketchup. And so I guess in his press conference a couple days ago, he was asked if he puts ketchup on anything else. And this is shocking to me.
Do you put it on anything unusual? I heard steak, but is there anything really weirder than that?
I don't think it's that weird, but I put it on my macaroni and cheese. But people seem to think that's a weird thing. Some people think that's disgusting, but I mean, it's good to me.
Interesting.
not really. I have Hunts, I do Heinz, I do it all. My favorite probably is the Whataburger ketchup. That's what Texas people would know that.
Man, if we did a Who's This Quarterback game and I just played sound for you, there's zero chance you're guessing Patrick Mahomes.
Fozzie
Bear. Like, what quarterback does that sound like? If I say, I would guess Nathan Peterman. That's who I would have guessed.
Yeah,
sounds Nathan like Peterman. Nathan Peterman yeah. should sound.
Like
I don't.
Joe Flacco.
No,
it's
like it's got to sound like because he sounds almost like a turd. Yeah. But he's not a turd on the field. Nathan Peterman was a turd on the field.
Dan Orlovsky.
Dan Orlovsky. Right. Right after he ran out of the end zone.
Oh, you know, I just lost track of where the end zone was, and I was thinking about ketchup and.
Ketchup on mac and cheese. Have you ever heard of such a thing?
No, and it turns my stomach. We had Stonecraft, man. Don't bring that up.
Because mac and cheese is great on its own. Like, I like.
I've heard of it, though.
You've
heard
of ketchup on mac and cheese?
Ketchup on mac and cheese. Ketchup on rice.
Ketchup on rice?
Ketchup on eggs.
Eggs I've heard.
Yeah. I think that's when your parents don't know how to cook.
So you have to just drown everything?
Yeah. And, you know, you have to just figure it out. So, yes, Patrick Mahomes' whole life was just trying to figure it out and just drowning everything in ketchup. But and it's a cheaper, one of the cheaper condiments.
Yeah, you can get a bottle that'll last you a month. And
yep. Parents can't cook. That's why I'm glad his mom got the ketchup, because it's her fault.
A lot of people texting and tweeting, Falero, that you did not pronounce your Creole word correctly.
Chalet.
Someone was saying it's chalet.
Chalet.
Chalet?
Because there's an accent on the E. So I guess All right. chalet.
You know, well, surprises the hell out of me that Falero doesn't know how to pronounce Haitian words.
He can't speak Spanish. Trust me, he ain't speaking Creole.
I'm surprised when he yelled at me. It's a Charlotte. Whoa, take it easy.
All right, well, we got a lot of stuff to get through today. We're going to have some fun. What is the weirdest thing you put ketchup on? Text it in, 56022, Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. What is the weirdest thing you put ketchup on? For me, it probably is steak. Now, I don't prefer ketchup on steak. I've told you, I do like barbecue sauce on steak. Not steak sauce, barbecue sauce. I would never ask for it at a steakhouse, a nice steakhouse. But if my wife is making steaks, I will take the barbecue sauce out of the fridge and dip it in barbecue sauce. I don't know. I like it.
Situation there. Just want to, you know, not doubting. No, not
you can ask about her cooking skills. Yeah.
Okay, because you said the restaurant you don't, and at home you do. You know, there's a, you know, that's the texture said that.
It's because I like it. Now, I understand, like, she'll put a nice rub on it, or it's a flavorful steak.
Oh, so she's trying to impress you, but you just
I like barbecue sauce on it.
Barbecue
yeah, I
sauce.
Just like it on a steak. I like the way that it tastes, so but I would never do that. At a restaurant, I've been told, like, if you order a steak well done and then ask for barbecue sauce or ketchup, they'll spit in your food.
Yeah, it's disrespecting the chef.
It's disrespecting, so he's going to disrespect it back to you.
Well, let's go deeper and let's go to your house. When you dip your wife's steak in barbecue sauce, you're disrespecting the chef.
That's possible. That is possible. But man, she's got a good gig. I mean, Let's not sugarcoat it.
Being with you.
She's got a great gig. I think she went out to lunch with some friends today and then is on the beach doing a book club.
I don't know if you're the greatest talent evaluator.
I am a prize. How do you say prize in Creole?
I'll find out.
All right. We'll tell you what prize is in Creole when we come back. Radio.com. Radio.com. You're tickling me.
Nope.
I love it. I was just saying in the last segment, you know, when we're uniquely South Florida, we cape up. You do not hear this song holiday time anywhere but South Florida. I don't think you hear it anywhere but Power 96. Do not disrespect me, burrito. Do not. This song, I've told the story before. This is when I moved to Miami to go to UM in 1987. And I heard this on Power 96, I believe. I was like, what is this? Where am I? And every year, man, I can't wait for holiday time because this song signifies South Florida. South Florida is a special place, man. People don't realize it. It is special. It is unique to any location in this nation.
Is it a good song?
Great song.
Mike, is it a good song, though?
Great song.
Like the structure, the production.
Structure, I don't know. The production is spot on. Because it used to be a kid's song, but it's remixed for Power 96.
Was it a kid's song?
Why?
You can tell it was a damn children's
song. But I'm saying
song.
It's got some bass behind it now. Like, Power 96, I believe, made this remix. I mean, years ago in the early 80s?
Yeah, 30, 40 years ago. Hmm.
Text DJ Zog. See if he knows anything about this Mi Burrito
mix. I'm not cool enough to have his number. I'll email him, though. Hey, I have his email.
Join the club.
DJ Zog, he's...
You got his number?
I do not have his number, no.
Yeah, you do.
I do not big have DJ time. Zog's
no,
number.
No, no. Come on, big time.
By the way, here are some of the things people are texting that they put ketchup on. We know Patrick Mahomes puts ketchup on mac and cheese.
Hmm.
Somebody texts in, I put ketchup on my burger and fries. That's it. Grow up. All right. Well, settle down.
Was that me?
Ketchup purist. Ketchup on salmon. Got killed by my drinking buddies.
Ugh.
That does not sound good.
I do put barbecue sauce on salmon.
On salmon?
Yes, it's really good.
You know what? Y'all are eating dry ass salmon. You're overcooking your salmon.
Like, my wife will marinate the salmon for the whole day in like a maybe like a vinegar or soy something, mm-hmm. like an
put
olive
some barbecue
oil.
On that. Ooh.
No. Barbecue sauce on salmon.
Really good.
You're overcooking it?
At 30 minutes.
30 minutes for salmon?
That's too much.
Man, you burning the hell out your salmon.
Somebody says, I put ketchup on white rice and Doritos.
Mm.
I have heard of people dipping potato chips in ketchup.
Really? Mm.
Another person, ketchup on their mac and cheese. Grits. Put ketchup on grits.
No, man, you don't ketchup a grit. Doritos.
I put ketchup on bacon sometimes.
Ketchup on bacon?
Yeah. Man,
ketchup on a ham and cheese sandwich, someone texts in. Is that Solana texting that in? Because I know his girlfriend, I believe, puts ketchup on a ham and cheese sandwich.
What's the number?
Well, I'm not going to say it on the air.
I do know his number.
Well, check.
This is a sandwich.
Yeah, but I don't think it, there's no sandwiches really that, other than a hamburger, that ketchup goes on. Like, you're not going to put it on a turkey sandwich.
One of them shaved beefs.
Like an au jus sauce? You don't put ketchup on that.
It's not Solana.
It's almost the thought of, a Philly cheesesteak.
Oh, I do put ketchup on a Philly cheesesteak.
It's kind of
I love
funny.
Ketchup on a Philly cheesesteak.
This is the funny piece because it makes me cringe to think about ketchup on a steak, but a burger you love ketchup on. Put ketchup on a burger.
Right.
It's beef ground up.
And no one's going to argue ketchup on a burger.
No, but it's beef ground up.
But it's supposed to be a nicer cut of meat, though, for a steak.
Yeah. And that's why I cringe because I'm not cringing at how nasty it is because it is beef on ketchup on beef, but it's just, man, how much better could that steak be if you just let it sit in those natural bloods and juices? And whew.
Somebody says ketchup on pizza. They put ketchup on pizza.
Hmm.
Never heard of that.
Does it already need ketchup?
No.
But it already has tomato sauce.
Yeah. And it shouldn't need any more flavor.
Yeah. They got nasty pizza.
Ketchup on grilled cheese, someone says. Ketchup on spaghetti.
I've heard that.
Ketchup on spaghetti, I've heard. It sounds foul.
Spaghetti and cut up hot dogs. And it's almost like tomato sauce and beef.
Yeah, but it's not tomato sauce. It doesn't, like, I
don't... You get somewhat of the flavor. I've eaten that before. And then I knew automatically. I was like, hey, man, something's wrong with your spaghetti.
I was saying, did Solana text that in? I want to play something for everybody. I said we're going to have fun today. We've got a lot of sports to cover, a lot of stuff to get to. Don't worry. But I do want to play some of the stuff that we've just kind of laughed at. And we'll do this, I'm sure, you know, before we take our Christmas break. Like, we'll pick a day and play some of our best of stuff. This happened, it was just last week, right? It was probably...
Last Friday.
It was last Friday. This was last Friday, but it happened late in the show. I think it was the last segment of the show. Valero was out sick. Solana was filling in. And we were talking about Miami Heat. They had that Vice night where at midnight you could go to the American Airlines Arena and buy the new Vice merchandise, and it's a huge hit. We talked about Darren Revell had tweeted out the Miami Heat Vice uniforms, the City Edition is what they call them, has outsold the other NBA City Edition merchandise combined. The Miami Heat's City Edition merchandise has outsold the NBA's City Edition merchandise for all the other teams combined. That's how much people love it, which is why maybe the Miami Marlins said, hey, let's kind of go with that Vice-ish color scheme, and it makes sense.
Great idea.
If I was making a new WQAM logo, I would tell them, make it look like that, you know, Miami Subs font that that the Miami Heat took.
I reinvent the wheel, do you?
Right. If you know something works, let it work. So Solana, he was filling in for Falero, and he was telling us that he had gone to that sale, that Midnight Madness sale, and he said the month of February in a really strange way. And both you and I caught it at the same second. And people love when we just have that banter on the show where we just pick at someone for something. And it was the end of a week. Falero had been missing three of the shows because he was sick, and everyone in this building was sick, and we wanted to get out of here. And Solana was probably relieved. We were, you know, 5 minutes, 3 hours and 55 minutes into the show. He hadn't gotten targeted on anything. Like, he was getting out of there. It was game four of the preseason. There were no injuries. There was 3 minutes on the clock, and the clock was running, and he said a month in a strange way. So I want to play. This is like 5 minutes, but listen to this. You'll have a little chuckle on a Friday.
So he tweeted, no team has marketed a jersey harder than the Miami Heat have marketed their Vice jerseys, and it paid off. Last year's City Edition outsold all other City Edition jerseys in the NBA combined.
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing. That's amazing. Last year, Dwayne Wade wasn't even part of the team last year. He came in like they were already in the Vice unis last year, right? Because Dwayne Wade, that was his first game back. I think he was wearing one of those.
Right. They had already debuted the white ones. And then Dwayne Wade, obviously right before the trade deadline, came to Miami. And that's when they brought out that whole new wave of Wade jerseys, which you had to wait like 5 months.
Yeah, that's right. That's how many orders they had for those things.
I ordered one in February and didn't get it until
what month?
What month was it?
February.
Huh? What?
February.
February.
Hold on,
I gotta spell it out, Turb. How do you pronounce it?
February.
F-E-B.
Oh, you're talking about the month after January?
February.
He's at it again.
I thought you were joking. You don't know how to say February.
February?
You don't know how to say February. So
you're saying you're right. February.
It keeps getting more wrong.
February.
February.
What's so funny? I don't know.
Do both your ears work?
Well, a lot of people say February, which is really wrong.
Oh, you mean February?
February. February.
Oh, I thought it was stick.
February.
Yeah, I ordered it in February.
Is that hard for people? I didn't know that was a hard word to say.
February. What? Well, no wonder you didn't get the jersey for a while. You ordered it in February.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's funny. You know what? One of the texts that comes in and goes, say it in Spanish, Eric. That's how ridiculous you sounded? They think you're Falero.
Febrero.
February.
February. Oh, boy, I wasn't expecting that one.
Oh,
man. Ooh.
I'm sweating. I don't even know where to go with that. Hey, just for fun, recite the 12 months for me. Just for fun. I want to hear you say them.
January.
January.
I'll skip that one.
No, give it to me again.
Okay. January. February.
He's trying to put the R in there, but he's putting in the wrong spot. It's not February.
March. April.
These are what texters are saying. Almost peed my pants. I keep hearing February. February LMAO. This February bleep has me crying. Go ahead. What comes after April?
Mayor. June, July, August, September.
All right.
October, November, December. I don't get why you guys are laughing. It's February.
February. I ordered this jersey in February, and I didn't get my jersey for 8 months. It was already October. You order something in February, you expect to get it in February, maybe March. I didn't get it to Octoberberry.
I didn't know that was a tough word. Man, you surprised me.
It's funny. It's like Mushmouth on the Fat Albert cartoon. I'm able to do jersey in February. Imagine my surprise when Octoberberry rolled around.
Fat Albert and them were nice. They would let him get away with it.
Right. They'd have slapped him on the back. Man.
I got a daddy. It is February, baby.
Oh, my God. That was delightful.
Boy, you tickled me.
That was delightful.
Yeah, we get that. Get that out of here. I'll work with you, boy. I'll work with you. I'll
help you out.
I'm good.
It'd be like, we can talk this weekend. We'll work
through it. What's that movie? They have to teach proper English to the housekeeper. It's a British movie where they have to teach the Queen's English.
Spanglish.
What? No, not Spanglish.
What?
The Drew Barrymore movie? Is that what you're thinking of?
No, that's Adam
Sandler. My Fair Lady. My Fair Lady. Isn't that the premise of My Fair Lady? They try to turn a street person into a woman that speaks the Queen's English.
Trading Places? That was Eddie Murphy.
Exactly the same thing.
What, it wasn't Eddie
exactly
Murphy?
Exactly the same thing. I was just set in London. But this dude, we'll work on it with him. Because if he orders something in February, it's crazy that he wouldn't get it till October, Burberry. Burberry.
February.
Somebody texts in, I've lost composure. I dropped my beer laughing so hard.
Oh, boy.
Very unprofessional of me to be listening to this at work. This is a great text. He nailed March.
You did that.
All right. That's excellent. You guys get paid to be there?
Man, I've been getting that for years. Yes. I'm happy to.
A little something that happened last week because we want to laugh today. We're off next week. And these are some of the texts that are coming in now from people who have not heard that before. Y'all about to get me fired. OMG, I'm sitting in my lunchroom at work by myself. The rest of the room is looking at me like I have five heads. LMFAO. LMAO. But now I can't pronounce February.
February.
Is that, play it again?
February.
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 Just as funny the second time. How did he say this his whole life without that ever being corrected?
February.
This bleep is going to cause an accident. I missed this whole bit last week. Thank you for replaying.
February.
I'm laughing so hard I had to pull over.
February.
I'm going into a meeting with tears in my eyes.
February.
And you wonder why we have problems voting in Florida. Our children. Oh, my God.
February.
I'm cracking up again like I'm hearing this for the first time.
February.
Oh, my God. LMAO.
February.
Stop it. I'm crying at work.
February.
OMG. I can't breathe. Who can't say February?
February.
I'm going to wreck.
February.
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 All right. Guy in the car next to me thinks I'm nuts.
February.
All right, we got to take a break. We have a lot of stuff to get to, and we're going to have more laughs all afternoon long.
Radio.com.
The texters love February.
February.
Somebody texts in, man, I swear, we the listeners should throw you guys an appreciation party. Love this show. Let's do it in February.
I like that idea.
I screen grabbed. I took a picture of the text machine, and so I screen grabbed four pages of the texts that are coming in. There's too many. You can only attach four pictures on Twitter, but People, I do think that this time of year people like to laugh, and Dolphins have a bye week, so you've got that going on, and that stuff was funny. We both noticed it at the same time. Just play the beginning of that segment one more time, because it's like 15, 20 seconds in, he says February, there's like a 1 second beat, and then both of us are like, what'd you just say there?
And it paid off. Last year's City Edition outsold all other City Edition jerseys in the NBA combined.
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing. That's amazing. Last year, Dwayne Wade wasn't even part of the team last year. He came in like, they were already in the Vice Unis last year, right? Because Dwayne Wade, that his first game back, I think he was wearing one of those.
Right. They had already debuted the white ones, and then Dwayne Wade, obviously right before the trade deadline, came to Miami, and that's when they brought out that whole new wave of Wade jerseys, which you had to wait like 5 months.
Yeah, that's right. That's how many orders they had for those things.
I ordered one in February and didn't get it until
what month?
What month was that?
February.
And it's at that moment that Solana knew his Friday wasn't going to be as good as it had been for the last 3 hours and 45 minutes. I mean, it was just, both of us were like mildly interested in what he had to say. Not really interested, but we're feigning interest because he hasn't spoken much during the show. So we're mildly interested.
Some facts.
I'm sorry. What'd you just say? I mean, both of us, like, flies to a light.
Ooh, there it goes.
By the way, Florida Panthers game at New York tomorrow night will air on AM 1450 and FM 101.9. There's a lot of stuff going on tomorrow. We'll be in the Hurricanes post-game show. So the Florida Panthers game tomorrow night will air on AM 1450 and FM 101.9. The Hurricanes line for tomorrow night, by the way. Remember, we were shocked that the line was Hurricanes -3 on Monday.
Yes.
We both thought that the Hurricanes were going to be underdogs at Vatek.
Yeah, away?
-3 on Monday, and we were all three of us really, were like, wow, that's strange. It is up to the Hurricanes -6.5.
Oof.
I don't know what I'm missing. Rob Pizzola is going to join us in about 10 or 15 minutes. We can ask him. Chad Millman from the Action Network is going to join us later on this afternoon. We can ask him. I do not understand how Miami, in the midst of a 4-game losing streak, goes to Vatek and is a 6.5-point favorite right now. I'm not telling you that I think Virginia Tech's going to beat them, and I'm not even telling you that I'm going to bet the game. But I was surprised by that line. I thought Miami would be an underdog on the road. And to have gone from -3 to -6.5 is pretty crazy. I'm looking to see if it's moved even since this morning when I looked. 6.5 still, yeah.
And there's no turmoil. There's nothing going on with VTech. I know they've lost some too, but Miami's
They're not a good team.
And Miami has been losing the top 10 teams.
Right. I don't know. I don't get it. Does it appeal to you at all, Falero? Is it a game that you want to bet?
I liked Virginia Tech when it was +3, so I love
like
it
at
now.
+6.5, you might as well wait till it goes up to +7.
It's going to 8.
Listen, this is my unbetting train mind. I'm getting scared now.
Well, I am too. I'm done. Like, I'm not going to bet that game because
we thought it wouldn't go. We should be excited.
It started at a place we thought it wouldn't be, and now it's going to a place where, like, I'm obviously not understanding something, and so I'm staying away. Like, I just
easy money, Virginia Tech.
I'm telling you, we don't understand the game. There's something that we're not understanding about this game.
Well, you're the worst game picker in our whole
group.
You really are.
Yeah,
how could
you
ever say easy money?
It is easy money. Oh. The Canes have lost 4 straight.
You're going to put your money behind it?
I am.
You are?
Put my mortgage on it.
All right. You don't have a mortgage.
My parents' mortgage.
You better ask Juan tomorrow. They ain't with that.
Nah, I handle things.
That would be great.
Get out of my room.
That would be great if Falero bet Juan and Mara's mortgage on a sure thing where he can't even name 5 players on the opposing team.
You have a deadlock on your bedroom door.
Padlock.
Stay out of
my room.
It's my stuff.
My private space, man. They know better.
You have a twin bed.
So a couple things are going on that I should mention. First of all, We always love Funky Buddha Brewery and the beers that they provide with it. You're wearing a Funky Buddha Brewery t-shirt
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, man, that's my shirt.
Look at you, yeah, man.
I show out.
Getting
know?
All ready. Funky Buddha Brewery, they always do our 5 o'clock happy hour. And you're going to be doing an appearance. It's at Kapow Noodle Bar in Meisner Park.
Up your way.
Yeah, my wife and I go there for dinner. It's a great place. And so I guess from what I'm being told, Funky Buddha Brewery takes part in this. What's it called? Is it Movember? Is that why you're growing
Movember,
your Movember?
Yes.
It's for the Movember Foundation. So people grow mustaches during the month of November, raises awareness for men's health issues. And I guess they do this whole day-long thing at Kapow Noodle Bar.
Yes.
And again, Meisner Park in Boca Raton. And they've got the college football games on the screens there. They've got a sake bomb chugging contest, which...
That's why I'm going.
Can people chug sake bombs? That seems like a strange thing to chug.
I'm going
to
try.
It's a shot, though. Sake.
But I know what a sake bomb is, but to chug them... Like, to me, chugging means...
Kaboom.
Like, a lot of them, though.
Yeah, bum, bum, bum. Get them down.
I don't know,
I'm not
man.
A chugger. I can't take shots.
Well, but. I'm eating bread all Friday, so I can go in Saturday.
You'll
and
have
ready.
A base. So, Funky Buddha will be there, and I guess they've participated in this for 4 years.
Yes.
And so you're going to be there. Do you know when you're going to be there? Now, this is Saturday the 24th, so a week from tomorrow.
Yeah. It's not like it's an early evening thing or like afternoon thing, so I think I'm from 2 to 4, but I'm going to be there watching
on,
the games.
Yeah,
we're going to be there hanging out.
Goes on hey, man, all day.
We're having a sake bomb contest.
Right.
It's not going to be a 30-minute thing.
And
we'll
I guess
we'll be hanging
I guess they'll have all the Funky Buddha brews there available for everybody to. But again, we're off next week, so I wanted to tell everybody about it so that that they can make plans to be there. Great food at Kapow Noodle Bar, and Meisner Park is fun. And Channing will be there along with Funky Buddha Brewery, and that's at Kapow Saturday the 24th, so a week from tomorrow. Rob Pizzola, he is a professional sports gambler. Missed last week because he was busy, so we got to get ourselves, our hands on some money. Got to get our hands on some money here. I got to find out what he thinks about the Miami Virginia Tech line. Rob Pizzola, professional sports gambler, all the way from Canada. Next.